All right, man, it's Dukes and Bell. See, you never know what you're going to learn. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
You acted like that was bike riding. You ain't never played an elevator shaft before? Hell no.
No. We used to grab bed sheets and play like we were parachuting.
Where y'all been, man? What kind of childhood did y'all have?
When are we going to find out
a
about...
A healthy one.
Yeah, exactly. Gunnar Stockton. Let me say this, guys. Marshall, August 30th. Austin right. Peay, September 6th.
And by the way, does Kirby, sidebar, Kirby cover the spread in both those games? Probably not. He generally doesn't do that.
Well, look, they're going to be a big favorite against Marshall. There's no debating that. But at Tennessee, September 13th. And it's funny because Mark Slaybaugh came out and said that he believes is going to be the first true test for Gunnar Stockton. If you think you're going to get a real read against Marshall Austin Peay, it's going to be inaccurate or inaccurate when you talk about what the expectation is at Tennessee. Now, here's the thing, Mike. Maybe the Tennessee defense is good. I just don't know what to believe about the Tennessee offense with Nico not there anymore, and has it taken a step back? Have they embraced? Look, we saw some of these guys and talked to them at SEC Media Days.
Right.
The Tennessee players, if you talk to them, feels like they all embraced the decision by Josh Heupel to move on from Nico, and it brought them closer together. Now, if you believe that, then they're going to come out and they're going to be playing their butts off. But it doesn't mean that they're more talented. And see, that's the problem. Are they going to be a more talented team than they were with Nico last year?
I love these articles. You know, it's better for him to be in Los Angeles. Yeah, because nobody gives a crap about anything college football in Southern California. Not named USC. But yeah, it's Joey Aguilar, Jake Merklinger, and George McIntyre, for those Vols fans that are out there. And who's going to win? I read an article from the Knoxville paper. And basically, it is a competition. I mean, Josh Heupel's not really giving you anything on this one. But Aguilar is presumed to be the favorite. 6'3", 225, fifth-year senior. And he's the dude who ironically switched. You know, he flipped over from UCLA.
That's right. Yes, he did. Because once Nico went there, he came to Tennessee. Here's the catch, though. As we talk about just the schedule and the upcoming look for Georgia, I agree with Slaybaugh on this. That is going to be the first true test. But the stretch of games, Mike, Tennessee on the road. You get Alabama at home September 27th. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we're going to be up in Athens. We'll tell you more about that coming up as we get closer to that game. Kentucky at home, at Auburn, and then Ole Miss. And then you get the break before you get Florida. That stretch of like 5 or 6 weeks for Georgia, that to me determines the season. Forget about the Texas game. That's not until November 15th. Mm-hmm. You got to get through that stretch of games in the SEC. And again, you say, well, you can lose one. Yeah, you can. Can you lose two? With this schedule this year versus last year?
I don't know. I don't think you consider the oldest rivalry game in the Deep South a trap. But Auburn, you know, if Auburn's quarterback play is as good as some you're saying, that's
on the road.
See, that there will be a game. And remember, it happened a couple years ago in Auburn. It was 2 years ago where I want to say,
it was Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers to the rescue.
He took it over.
Right?
He took it over. Yeah, I'm with you on this. I mean, like, we're talking about when we may find out about how we feel or what you think about Gunnar Stockton. Mm. I do not believe it'll be Marshall. I don't think it'll be Austin Peay. I think they'll be in control of those games, and he doesn't have to show his playmaking. He may have to, and it starts against Tennessee, but that stretch, Alabama, Kentucky, Auburn, Ole Miss, Florida, get through that, and then you're talking about at Mississippi State, and then you get the Texas game. And again, if Georgia runs the table, Mike, and you're talking about Texas and Georgia being undefeated November 15th, huge game.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what the depth chart is for Marshall and who left and who's there, but they won 10 games. They were beat pretty handily by Vatek in Blacksburg and in Columbus at the Horseshoe last year.
That's right. Right. And, of course, they finished with Tech, and we know that's going to be
But they ran the table, you know, through the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
Other than Georgia Southern, Hail Southern.
Correct. I just look at this and I say, all right, we learn a little bit about Gunnar Stockton, and really that's the conversation here. And then as the season progresses and it goes on, you're going to learn a lot more. But I don't think the first 2 weeks, and it's just kind of what it is. And by the way, to your point, if Georgia's up, would you even leave Gunnar Stockton in the game?
No.
You're
no
not.
Reason to. No reason to.
So that's the other part of this. We'll see how it plays out. Meanwhile, Cade Klubnik and Dabo Swinney Dabo Swinney telling him he believed in him after people wanted him out last year, Mike, at Clemson. Isn't that interesting that Dabo stayed the course with Klubnik? Klubnik's from Texas, guys, came in, highly touted quarterback, and had a really good year. Again, Georgia beat them, you know, beat the pants off of them, and everybody kind of lost faith. But they rebounded, had a really good year, and finished up strong. But Dabo said he stood by him when everybody else, or not everybody, but a lot of people wanted him out.
The South Carolina defense really got after Clemson in the rivalry game. He did throw a pick in that one, but it wasn't able to generate a touchdown. But, yeah, he's finished with 36 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Pretty good.
And the receiver core is loaded. And I think, you know, and everybody was talking to Pollock about this off the air, that you got one of the best defensive lines. I think you brought this up the other day. One of the best defensive lines. They're great in the trenches. You know, I think the only limitations are, hopefully the coaching staff has learned from some of their boneheaded moves they've made, the assistants the last couple of years.
You think they beat LSU in that opener?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I think LSU loses.
With Nussmeier?
In Death Valley. I think it'll be a high-scoring game, but I think Clemson gets it done. I'm high on Clemson this year.
Yeah, me too. I am too. I feel like it's a must-win. This sounds crazy to be the first game of the season for Brian Kelly, but it just feels that way. We're talking about Clemson, the Clemson Tigers. Then they get Troy.
Right.
And then at Georgia Tech. And this is what we were talking about with Tech. You know, that's going to be one of those games where you really want to judge where you're at. This loaded Clemson team that will be highly ranked. Let us see. Georgia Tech, we're going to find out, Mike, because if that's a blowout, maybe you're not as close as you thought you were, and we had Coach Key on the other day, and I think they're going to be competitive as heck. I think they're going to be in the mix, but I think we find out a lot. If that's a close loss,
right,
people are going to be like, okay, that's a different deal.
See,
at Tech.
Tech, a lot of folks, you know, look, we said it. Can you win 10 games? That means you're definitely in the conversation, you know, as far as the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
But the Clemson game always kind of looms, and you're right. I was looking for the name. I couldn't find it. It's Will Helt. That's one of the transfer portal guys that Dabo got. Remember Dabo for years was dragging his feet on the portal, and they went and got one of the best interior linemen that was in the portal. So that's pretty solid. And then there's TJ Parker. This dude is a defensive lineman, edge rusher. Some guys compare him to Jared Verse. That's a hell of a potent combination for Clemson.
By the way, that Georgia Tech game is noon.
Yeah,
Clemson.
Well, maybe
Clemson here.
Maybe, you know, if you know, it gets early in the season, but maybe if anything, put it at night. There's just something about the night games at Bobby Dodd's so electric.
Oh, I agree. The backdrop. What I said. It's a noon game. They've already announced it's a noon game. But yeah, I wish it was a night game. But either way, we're just looking at some of the stuff. But I thought Dabo, man, this is why guys love him. When you talk to guys that have played for Dabo Swinney, they love him. AJ Terrell, ask him about him. Grady Jarrett, ask him about it.
They all love playing for this
guy.
They
do, man.
And that's why, like, you know, again, people with agendas, Northeastern sports writers, don't really get the Jesus thing, Carl. So when a coach has got a faith-based program, they crap on it, and they did that. You know, it's fun. They didn't do it with Bobby Bowden because you didn't have the kind of exposure with the media like we do now. But Dabo took it on the chin, and now all of a sudden, I think he's got a team that is built for the long haul this season. By the way, we said earlier last hour, President Trump has an executive order, which people are kind of going through right now, trying to make sense of it. Alabama comes out with a press release saying they're behind it. Florida Gators just came out with a statement saying that they're behind this. And again, the idea is to limit third party, in other words, boosters, everything on top of whatever the House versus NCAA would supposed to be.
Mm.
Look, there's a lot of stuff to go through in the article. That there's one on ESPN, one from Yahoo Sports. But basically, some schools are paying their athletes as much as $50 million this year from a combination of house settlement and third-party NIL. So he's trying
collectives.
So that's what he's trying to get in line.
Yeah.
If you're on that side of it, apparently some major programs are backing with the president's throwing out there.
All right, man. Coming up, I think there's a lot of.